Hi, I'm Musa Skosana, host of Rise FM in 60 Minutes. Joining the conversation every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8, as we probe beyond the headlines. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
And Rise FM in 60 Minutes, great to have you with us on our program. It's been 190 days since the HOD of Education, Umamlusi Moyane, has been placed on precautionary suspension over the laptop scandal in the province of Mpumalanga. And the Democratic Alliance led a motion yesterday, of which it was only supported by the FF Plus. The EFF and Action SA, among the parties cited to have not supported it. I wonder why, because the EFF would have been particularly the champions of getting accountability, particularly in the Department of Education, having been the first ones who raised this matter. Let me start with Aneri Weber of the Democratic Alliance. She does join us on the line, and the EFF also is on the line. Action SA, Umam Togo Mashiani, Colin Sidibe are respectively both on the line. Aneri, my preamble is that the EFF would have championed this particular accountability in the Department of Education. Did it come as a shock when they did not support the motion of the motion you somewhat led in the legislature yesterday, probing that the legislature should somewhat push the premier to do something about the suspension of the HOD, Mam Lucy Moyane? Give us a sense of your immediate reaction when the motion was not supported.
It was strange, but then again, this is about accountability and good governance. So I did find it strange, but that is the way politics play. So I'll write it down on politics. You're right. The reason for this debate was about the fact it's not exactly about Lucy Moyane as a person. It is about the values of our house, of the legislature, of the government, and about the accountability. And, you know, where consequence management is where corruption and financial losses grows. And, you know, we all are fighting for good governance. So if the law says 60 days and don't extend, you either go back to work and you retake up your work or you are fired. You know, it's 190 days now. It's basically 6 months. And not good enough feedback are given at all to the committee, to the House, on where we are standing with this.
Sure.
It raises big questions, yeah.
Yeah. Mam Togo, greetings to yourself as well. Why did Action SA not really particularly support this motion raised by the DA, knowing that Action SA has been one particular party in the legislature that has been calling for accountability, be it in the administration or in the political head? Mam Togo, apologies, ma. I seem to be having a serious challenge with your line. You're not properly connected. We can't hear any submission you've made thus far. Let me lay you off. Let me try and reconnect to yourself a bit later on so that you can also be among those who contribute. That's Mam Togo Mashiani. She's with Action SA. In the interim, let's bring in Colin Sidibe. Dr. Sidibe, you have prioritized this issue of education, calling for the laptop scandal. The premier suspended then, obviously, the HOD, obviously for following that investigation process that was done by his integrity unit in his office. Why not support this motion then?
Yeah. Good evening, Musa, and good evening to all the listeners of Rise FM. Firstly, the motion was misleading, lacked substance and facts, because the motion of the DA says the premier has stalled the process, and stalling means stopping, which is not true, which is not factual. Because, as we have said, and as you all know, the premier acted accordingly. Because, firstly, he launched an investigation through his integrity committee in his office. And then later on, the HOT was suspended, and the HOT was subjected to a disciplinary hearing within the department. And secondly, because of governance and oversight, the premier acted on the MEC, who failed to do an oversight, and reshuffled his cabinet and removed the MEC. We all know that. And that is an action. So you cannot say he has stopped the process when you know and you can see with your naked eyes that he acted. So you cannot be misled by the DA. Their motion was baseless, and that is why we didn't support it. The only thing we are calling is for the release of the verdict, because the HOT has already undergone the disciplinary hearing within the department. That's what we're saying as the EFF. We don't defend corruption or the premier, but if he has acted, he has acted. And the consequence management has kicked in within the MEC. We expect it to kick in within the HOT and other officials implicated. So he didn't defend or stop any investigation.
But don't give us a sense. I mean, you are saying you are calling for the release now of the somewhat proceedings of the DE or of the disciplinary committee that was then convened, of which, in my understanding, the chairperson is still in the office of the premier. So then the DA is somewhat to a larger extent having a point to say the premier must act. And just the delay alone, knowing that the chairperson comes, or rather the panel that constitutes obviously the disciplinary proceedings, are members of the office of the premier. So then the premier is still in charge. Why then has the report itself come out? I mean, it's been over 2 months since the HOT has been in that DE.
We are also ill-informed, Musa.
Okay.
The panel does not come from the office of the premier, it's an external panel. And I think they are preparing the report. I'm not going to talk on behalf of the premier. It's what I know, because as the EFF, we've been following this laptop haste closely, and the process that's unfolding within. So we know for the fact that the only thing we're waiting for, all of us, is the verdict or the report of the panel. But it's not a panel chaired by an official from the office of the premier. It was an external panel. Remember, SMS directors, chief directors, and DDGs and DGs, they've got the SMS handbook. In terms of labor relations, they are not treated like officials at the lower level from deputy director down. Their matters are also matters of the labor court, and HOTs in particular, they report directly to the premier. That's why the premier acted, and the premier must just release the verdict. That's all what we want.
Yeah, but then maybe on that score, are you not worried that the verdict has still not come? Hence, with this one, I'm sure, the HOT was last on the DE almost 2 months ago. So I'm asking you, on that basis, are you not then calling out for the immediate release together with the DA? Because what the DA is trying to do is to bring about accountability.
Again, that's the misinterpretation of statute. As I just indicated to you, that SMS are also governed by the SMS handbook. So the 60 days does not apply to them. It can go even to a year. That's why you see many senior management managers who are suspended without pay, spend a lot of time at home, a year or two or three. They are protected by that law, which must be reviewed. So it's not in line with the Labor Relations Act that governs the junior managers from deputy director downwards. So
yeah.
They must research. DA must research first before they talk. They must not act with emotion.
Sure.
So we cannot jump into a bandwagon that is ill-informed will be equally misleading the public and will be also viewed as myopic as them.
Sure. Anri, what then do you make of the looming supposed retirement age or, you know, pension age of the HOD? I saw from the statement that you presented yesterday in the legislature, you're citing that come December, the HOD will then officially turn 60. Why is that important, particularly on the pension age of many of the government employees?
Thank you, Musso. I don't know if you will allow me to respond a little bit and very shortly to
what
my honourable friend, Mr. Sedede, said. I think, firstly, semantics is very strong in putting words in the DA's mouth and or saying that it's misleading. He is misleading the people now. The Premier tried to speak with the in the rules, and he said that he will give us feedback by July 2025. As you know, that was 60 days, and we didn't receive feedback. If it seems to have information that no one else has, because according to us, no feedback is given for the disciplinary, so I don't know how they know the disciplinary is being finished. And then the external panel still reports to the Premier. So whether we ask it from the Premier or the external panel, it still has to come. The cabinet reshuffle had nothing to do with investigation. That was many people that was reshuffled. It was not around the MEC from education. And then to answer your question, so it is very interesting to find that there is a very bad habit that when someone has been accused allegedly of doing misconduct or corruption, that they either resign or they retire, and then you see 3, 4, 5 months they appear as an MEC somewhere else or as a HOD somewhere else or whatever, and because they're not in the position where they were accused of the misconduct, they are not being held accountable, and we see it through the country. That people are not being held accountable by the current government on what they have been accused of. So if the HOD, she's turning 60 in December and she resigns, it's the end of the case. It's like this will stop and there will be no accountability. But we also need to remember, although the HOD is the head of the department, there were other people accused with her. And so this will continue until the new HOD comes and either continues with this this alleged corruption or will change it.
Yeah.
But if the HOD resigns now, there will be no accountability. And,
yeah.
And that is a waste of our money and of our learners' money, because if you see the amount of money that is going into this corruption, whether it's not her alone, and she has not been found guilty, so I say alleged, of all the misconduct that is happening in the educational department, just to look at the ghost workers and the house allowances, it's over 1.8 billion. What can we do with that? So much. That is important to know that even if the HOD resigns, we will have her being accountable, finishing the disciplinary, and if guilty, there needs to be consequences.
Yeah, maybe as a somewhat of a parting shot there, that is Sedibe, come December, just under a month from now, the HOD would then turn 60 officially. Are you then not equally worried as the DA that should the HOD decide, look, let me just take my package and just go home and resign? There won't be levels of accountability, because that particular report will then gather dust if it's not released before then.
I'm not equally worried as DA, because DA is not knowledgeable in terms of the labor relation laws, and again, it's misinformed. We just passed a bill now that public servants can retire at 65 years. She was part of the legislature that passed that bill. But the contract of the HOT does not end in December. It ends 2026 May. And then it does not have to do with his age. And he does not resign. There's difference between resignation and retirement. So he will retire when the contract ends in May. That is according to the contract that he signed with his employer, which is the premier in this case. So it should not be a worrying factor. Another thing, the law allows that even if a person is found guilty and they've retired, we can still hold him or her accountable. We can still subject her to the court of law. And even the pension can be freezed for that purpose. So there's nothing that he will run away with the case because of age. Age is just a number in this case. There's contractual agreement between her and the employer, which ends at May.
Sure. Just maybe as a parting shot, I want you to also harbour on that point of the other officials who are equally flagged by the forensic report. You know, particularly that of the CFO, we haven't heard anything there. What is the newer knowledge of the other officials who are equally alleged with the HOD? What has been the disciplinary process in that front?
The report encompasses all of them who were implicated, all seven officials. So the report that we are waiting for will not be speaking about the HOT only. We're speaking about the CFO, will be speaking about other officials from IT and those who are part of supply chain and so forth.
Sure.
So it's a comprehensive report for all that laptop saga. It is not singling out the HOT.
Without that. Aneri, as always, we appreciate the work that you do, bringing forth these important issues, and I appreciate Colin City before also weighing in and just maybe bringing us to up to speed.
Clarifying issues. Yeah.
Let me cut him off there. That's Colin Sidibe. He says for clarifying issues. We also appreciate the Action SA, who were initially part of the conversation, but due to connectivity issues, we had to lay them off there. Umamtoko Mashiane, Colin Sidibe is with the EFF, and Aneri Weber, she's with the Democratic Alliance. In fact, the Democratic Alliance have somewhat raised this alarm to say, why are these parties not supporting this motion? Because they purport themselves to be bringing about accountability, but when we are trying to do so, they don't support. So that's mainly at the basis of why we brought that conversation. Obviously, this conversation would have ensued yesterday in the legislature, virtually. That's when the legislature said there. Aneri Weber of the DA, Colin Sidibe of the EFF, Action SA's chairperson, Umamtoko Mashiane. I have to bid them farewell. Let's shift focus now.
And that was Rise FM in 60 Minutes. Join Musa Skhosana every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., as he keeps you in touch with current affairs. Only on Rise FM.